This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I was standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show final segment from me, Owen Schroyer. I'm going to play a clip. Let me just pound through the rest of these headlines before I get to that. As Vault 7 trial begins, Joshua Schulte's attorneys will argue he's a whistleblower. Well, the important thing about this is the Vault 7 leaks from WikiLeaks are so powerful, confirming what we already knew and assumed was going on. Yes, the government can tap into anything and everything. Yes, you're being spied on 24/7. Yes, it's all being plugged into a database. There is no privacy anymore. Now, just imagine if the wrong hands got on that power. Oh, wait, they already did. Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Obama, yeah. They were abusing that to the hilt, and they still do to this day, ladies and gentlemen. They still do to this day. So it's beyond just your phone constantly listening for marketing purposes. It's corrupt government officials and beyond tapping into whoever phone they want, whether they want to spy on their political opposition like the Obama administration did, or if they just want to, I don't know, blackmail their wife or spy on their wife. That goes on, too. And that was all exposed by WikiLeaks, the Vault 7 release. And like Alex said, you know, I mean, Julian Assange has been totally abandoned. I mean, the guy's rotting in a prison cell. This guy should be a world hero. Julian Assange should be uplifted as one of the greatest journalists in the history of the world. You should cancel the Pulitzer Prize and call it the Assange Award. But he's been thrown under the bus by the Trump administration, and he rots in a prison cell. That's what you get. But this is Satan's world. Satan's minions run it. So, of course, Julian Assange rots in a prison cell, a world hero. Scientists use flickering light to fight Alzheimer's. That story's at Infowars.com. But imagine what they do with the flicker rates on the TV to brainwash people, folks. And I've studied this pretty deeply. I won't get into all of it now, but there's a reason why the TV was delayed upon release during World War One, during World War II, because they were testing flicker rates on monkeys and other primates and humans to see what were the most powerful flicker rates to literally brainwash you. The TV was invented. All of a sudden, it just kind of paused. Nobody knew what happened. They were testing it in government facilities to see how they could use it to brainwash you. And then once they had it all figured out, they released it. And again, remember, coronavirus expert Dr. Francis Boyle will be on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. Don't miss that. And again, folks, what's coming out about the coronavirus and what China's doing is really just crazy. By the way, even the Daily Beast is wondering, what the hell is China doing on the dark side of the moon? Maybe making the next coronavirus. All right. Do we have time? Let's go to this Pete Buttigieg voter, a lady, didn't know Pete was gay, now wants to change her vote once she found out. Go ahead.
Are you saying that he has a same-sex partner?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
He's married to him.
We need to find out if that's serious.
Then I don't want anybody like that in my house. So can I have my car back?
I don't know.
Yeah, find it. We could go ask. I never knew that.
Well, no, never at all.
The whole point of it is, though, he's a human being. Like you and me, and should it really matter?
Well, he better read the Bible.
He does, and he says that God doesn't choose a political party.
Because why does it say in the Bible that a man should marry a woman then?
Well, I totally respect your viewpoint on this. I so totally do. But I think that we were not around.
You think we weren't around when the Bible was written thousands of years ago? Wow, what a genius she is.
I never heard it.
You know, look, I actually came face to face with these people when I was in Iowa during the presidential debate, Pete actually felt like the most human out of all of them. None of them felt human except Pete. And he really doesn't rub his homosexuality like that hard on everybody else, but people don't like it.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We're live, and it seems that the list of people who don't want to see the Iowa caucus primary result revealed to the public is growing. The Biden campaign hints that it may seek court order to stop partial release of caucus vote tallies. Could that be anything to do with the fact that the internal polling suggests that he came fifth? And that could completely sink the momentum of his campaign. Gee, I wonder. Of course, we've got videos coming out, and I'll get to this in a minute, where they decide the delegates when it's a tie by literally having high school kids flip a coin in school gymnasiums. That's the level of sophistication that the Democrats are running with this Iowa caucus. Of course, we've had this bizarre coding issue with people not being able to learn to code, apparently. With the Shadow app, headline here out of Breitbart, 9 things to know about the app at the center of the Iowa caucus fiasco. Of course, now they're saying, oh no, it wasn't the app that was to blame, despite admitting that it was earlier. It's called Shadow Inc. Some people are saying that some of the boomers in the polling stations didn't know how to use smartphones, so that could have been one of the reasons. Shadow Inc. says, what is Shadow? Shadow Inc. is the Democratic firm that reportedly built the app. The firm says on its official site that its mission is to build political power for the progressive movement by developing affordable and easy-to-use tools. By the way, this app is owned by a parent company called Acronym, and the owner of that company is apparently a big Pete Buttigieg supporter, despite denying it, even though that was literally on their website. The company was launched in 2019 by Acronym, a Democratic nonprofit group whose affiliated political action committee support progressive candidates across the country. So Acronym is a Democratic operation that received big funding from left-leaning Silicon Valley investors. Following Monday's debacle, Acronym has been distancing itself from Shadow, saying in a statement it was only an investor, despite on its official website saying that it launched Shadow in 2019. So they're probably busy scrubbing the fact that they admitted to launching this company behind the app, now claiming they were only an investor. And Shadow Inc. CEO Gerard Nomura worked on Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, as did 3 of the high-ranking company officers. How interesting. Nomura's LinkedIn profile shows he worked for Hillary for America for little more than a year in previous capacities, including product director. Again, these are the people behind the app that's being blamed for the lack of results out of Iowa last night. Shadow's product manager, Anna Rao, Chief Technology Officer Krista Davis, and Chief Operating Officer James Hickey also worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign. Robbie Mook, Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, has distanced himself and denied involvement in developing the software. And of course, this all led to the hashtag Mayor Cheat trending on Twitter, which a lot of leftists immediately claimed was the work of Russian bots. We're going to get into that. But Buttigieg's campaign reportedly paid Shadow more than $42,000 last year for software, though it remains unclear if Shadow showed favoritism towards his campaign in any way. The Democratic Party paid Shadow $63,000 in two installments, and the Nevada State Democratic Party paid $58,000 to Shadow in August. And the question remains, is Nevada going to use this same app in their upcoming primary, given the absolute bedlam that it seems to have caused in Iowa? So that goes on to detail the origins of this app, and of course it led to Mayor Cheat trending on Twitter, headline here out of Summit News. Mayor Cheat, Pete Buttigieg accords, accused of trying to steal Iowa caucus. Of course, they blamed a reporting issue, now they're not saying it's the app, but Pete Buttigieg, despite no results having been declared, came out almost immediately and said, by all indications, this is what he said, quote, by all indications we're going on to New Hampshire victorious. Tonight, an improbable hope became an undeniable reality. When no results were even made public, and when his own campaign's internal polling numbers matched those of Bernie Sanders and showed that Sanders won. Last time I saw, Pete Buttigieg was on about 24% and Sanders was on 29%. So Sanders won. Now they're saying, well, we never know. We don't even know when we're going to get these results. Acronym founder, this is the owner of the Shadow app, Tara McGowan, is a Buttigieg supporter and is married to one of his advisors, who, by the way, works in a technical capacity. Just a coincidence. The Conservative Treehouse blog says the botched results could have been a deliberate ploy to hide Joe Biden's collapse and mask the less-than-enthusiastic voter turnout. Remember the, I think it was the Moody's Analytics survey analysis, which found that if there's a less-than-expected turnout, if there's a less-than-enthusiastic turnout in the general election, Trump will easily win. There has to be a huge turnout for Trump to be challenged by any of these pathetic Democratic candidates, despite Trump, of course, having his own problems, now shot to an all-time high in approval ratings in the latest Gallup poll. That tells you everything you need to know about the quality of this Democratic field. But the Conservative Treehouse blog states, and this was before Biden's campaign indicated that they're going to seek court injunction to prevent these results from coming out, gee, I wonder why. They said, quote, from the DNC club's perspective, there were three strategic needs surrounding the Iowa caucuses. One, hide the collapse of Joe Biden. Two, diminish the win by Bernie Sanders. And three, cover up a less than enthusiastic voter turnout. Given the nature of very public primary races, this three-pronged challenge seemed almost impossible. Almost. So that's what's going on with that. Now we have this headline out of Red State. Biden campaign hints that it may seek court order to stop partial release of caucus vote tallies. Goes on to say, we think we have a pretty good idea on the actual results. Both the Sanders and Buttigieg camps are circulating the same number. And what do those numbers show? They show Bernie Sanders on 29.6%, Buttigieg on 24.5%, and Joe Biden on just 12%. That's Biden finishing fifth, a fifth-place finish in Iowa, and looking ahead to New Hampshire, where Sanders will beat him, and Nevada, where he's not terribly strong, means that Joe Biden is finished. And what do you know? This circulated within the past couple of hours. CNN John King reports that the Biden campaign may seek a court injunction to halt this afternoon's release of the Iowa caucus results. Before the Iowa results are released, if they ever will be released, Biden's campaign is questioning the integrity of the results because, of course, they show him in fifth. And then we have Rep. Matt Gaetz going on Fox News, headline out of Breitbart. Gaetz, if Biden had won Iowa, we probably would have some results. During the Fox News Channel's 2020 Iowa caucus coverage, Matt Gaetz said that if 2020 Democratic presidential candidate the former VP Joe Biden had won the Iowa caucuses, quote, we probably would have some results right now. Now they're trying to file a court order to prevent those results coming out. Then we have this, again out of Summit News. Dubious coin flips hand Buttigieg delegates in Iowa. This is nothing new, but they literally have like high school students in school gymnasiums flipping a coin to decide who gets delegates that are tied. And if you watch the video in this article, This kid has never flipped a coin before in his life, but he's being given the power to decide who gets the delegates. Article reads, with the South Bend mayor already being accused of cheating, but that's Russia, as we'll get onto in a minute, according to some idiots. Dubious coin flips help hand Pete Buttigieg more delegates in Iowa. And this is the video embedded in the article. It shows Buttigieg winning the last delegate in an Iowa caucus precinct via a coin flip that doesn't really look like it was done properly. You can see the video right here. This kid who flips the coin appears to catch it awkwardly, takes a peek, then flips the coin over before immediately declaring heads to give Buttigieg the delegate. Ian Miles Chong tweeted the video with the comment, "How to rig a coin toss." There's another video of the same thing. This happened across Iowa last night. Not a very scientific method, I think you will agree. But then on the flip side, then we have a bunch of Buttigieg supporters claiming that the hashtags that were trending on Twitter were created, maintained, and popularized by Russian bots. Yes, Russian derangement syndrome is still running strong. Don't go away, we'll be right.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have this bizarre shadowy app, which is called literally Shadow Inc., owned by a Pete Buttigieg supporter, staffed by a bunch of Hillary Clinton people, and now they're not even going to give us the public results. We've got Joe Biden, who according to internal polling was down in fifth. This could have completely destroyed the momentum of his campaign if the results had been released. They haven't been released yet. We've got high school kids flipping coins in school gymnasiums to decide delegates going to Pete Buttigieg. And we have this. Of course, who is to blame for all this? Who is to blame for the snafu with the voting tallies, all the shadowy activity behind the scenes down there in Iowa? Well, of course, it must be Russia. Leftists blame Russian bots for fallout from Iowa caucus shambles. Now, this is funny because it was already happening before Trump tweeted about this. Trump tweeted this afternoon, or this morning, American time. When will the Democrats start blaming Russia, 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 instead of their own incompetence for the voting disaster that just happened in the great state of Iowa? Well, they were already doing so hours before Trump posted that tweet. Article: some leftists are blaming Russian propaganda accounts for the embarrassing fallout from the Iowa caucus, fulfilling a prediction by President Trump that they would do precisely that. The results from last night's caucus were delayed due to a reporting issue related to an app called Shadow, the owner of which, Tara McGowan, is Mayor Pete Buttigieg's supporter, and is married to one of his advisors. So this, of course, prompted the hashtag MayorCheat to trend on Twitter. And that in turn prompted numerous hysterical Buttigieg supporters to claim the hashtag was a creation of Russian-controlled bots. Like, do these people not even use Twitter from day to day? You can click on the hashtags and you can see a bunch of people who are real people, not bots. They have names, they have faces. You've seen them tweeting for months, for years beforehand, talking about this, but no, it must be Russian bots. One of them said, quote, David Slack, who is a drama writer, which is very appropriate, while I can't yet prove it, I feel safe in saying, so he's got no proof, but he feels safe in saying it, that both Bernie won, hashtag Bernie won, and Mayor Cheat are trending because Russian propaganda accounts are amplifying them. Putin's goal is to divide us. Instead, let's stand together, elect Democrats, and sanction his ass out of office. Now, Twitter has said it will crack down and ban people for putting out disinformation related to the election, which, of course, is completely vague and could mean anything. That's disinformation. He admits he's got no proof for it, but then goes ahead, this verified liberal, and claims it anyway. And that was the source. I'm looking at this tweet right now. It's got 15,000 interactions. That was the source for this new conspiracy theory that it was Russia that was behind all this. Another person said, Miss Krasenstein, which is obviously those Krasenstein brothers that got banned by Twitter but are now using another account, also a violation of Twitter rules, but nothing happens to them. If you are legitimately tweeting the Mayor Cheat hashtag, then you are either A, a Russian operative, B, a GOP operative, or a useful idiot playing right into Trump, Russia's strategy of dividing the Democratic Party. Another person said, quote, morons, Mayor Cheat is trending because Russia is manipulating you idiots. F all this, how are Americans this effing stupid? Another person said, Mayor Cheat, Russia trolls are starting this and morons are making this trend stop. Of course, absolutely no evidence that bots were behind it. You go on the hashtag, it's all either verified people, it's Bernie Sanders supporters, whoever it is, it's not Russian bots, but apparently this is all orchestrated from the Kremlin. So that was their coping mechanism when people pointed out that this app is literally owned by somebody who is married to someone within Pete Buttigieg's campaign. and staffed by a bunch of Hillary Clinton sycophants. So that's what's going on with the latest with the Iowa caucus. Again, Bernie Sanders' campaign has come out and said they'll file a court injunction to prevent the results from being released. Wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that the results from the internal polling show that he came in fifth, and that could mean his campaign is completely finished. Moving on, though, of course, this Iowa caucus debacle has knocked coronavirus out of the headlines, at least the top of the headlines, temporarily. Article here from Summit News. Report: woman in China shot dead for attempting to break through coronavirus roadblock. Now, as we've heard from within China, they're basically saying that if you deliberately try to infect anyone else with coronavirus, you will face the death penalty. It appears that this unfortunate woman faced an immediate death penalty. A video out of China purports to show a woman who was shot dead by authorities for attempting to break through a coronavirus roadblock. The clip, posted by Jennifer Zeng, is captioned at Wuzhou Town, Huangmei County in Hubei. A woman was said to have shot dead after she attempted to break the blockade set up to contain coronavirus. The clip shows the woman, who had apparently been shot in the head, laying on the floor. Another individual is crying over her dead body. People can be heard screaming and shouting in the background. Several police vehicles are parked nearby. Absolute bedlam in China. They don't have enough testing kits to even figure out who's got coronavirus or not. They have doctors diagnosing people with pneumonia, so the official stats on the amount of people infected, the amount of people dead, are obviously going to be below what we're being told officially. But then again, if you even question that, then you can get banned off social media as well. Now they're literally following the same approach as the communist Chinese government in censoring information about this outbreak. But this Jennifer Zeng posted other videos which are in this article, which again illustrate the absolute bedlam that's going on in some parts of China. Another video shows a coronavirus patient being forcibly bundled into a van as he tries to resist. You can see that right there. Another clip features a doctor saying the crematorium is so overwhelmed, dead bodies are being held at the hospital, which has become like a, quote, mortuary. She also posted a video of victims in body bags lined up waiting for incineration at a crematory in Wuhan. And again, they're telling us 20,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, 427 fatalities. There are literally 465 people who came from China into the UK and have now just gone missing. Nobody knows where they are. Nobody can track them down. So I'm sure that's going to be great for public health. But according to the WHO, headline, WHO demands countries not impose travel restrictions to avoid fear and stigma. The cherished sanctity of mass travel and mass migration must not be challenged. Again, people's feelings might get hurt if you start to profile them, so that apparently is more important than stopping a potential global pandemic. The World Health Organization has again warned countries against imposing travel restrictions to tackle the coronavirus outbreak, asserting that doing so would create, quote, fear and stigma. Director General of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, probably got that totally wrong in that pronunciation, said in a statement that travel restrictions can have the effect of increasing fear and stigma with little public health benefit. This is exactly what they said in their official statement when they declared coronavirus to be a global emergency. They stressed over and over again that countries should not impose any kind of travel restrictions because basically people's feelings might get hurt. That's what it came down to. People might be offended. So we're going to get into more of that after the break. We're going to also get into the latest social media censorship with, again, people being deplatformed for using the word fact. Meanwhile, actual pedophiles are allowed to.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals Iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the crackdown in China in response to the coronavirus only appears to be getting more severe. And despite that, the World Health Organization continues to insist that countries in the rest of the world do not impose measures to restrict travel that might cause stigma or discrimination, because God forbid somebody's feelings might get hurt and some people might be offended. Not like we're trying to stop a global pandemic, is it? So the videos coming out of China, as I mentioned before the break, are increasingly horrifying. Again, report, woman in China shot dead for attempting to break through coronavirus roadblock. We have that taking place. Zero Hedge reports China unveils stunning community lockdown in Nanjing. Unreported sick will be punishable by law. It says in a stunning announcement by officials in Nanjing province, authorities have unveiled what amounts to full martial law and furthermore taking enforcement and reporting of the sick extremely seriously. Remember, that all these measures are being applauded by the WHO. They're saying China's doing a fantastic job, despite other experts saying that they're grossly underreporting the actual numbers of infected people. But officials in Nanjing province issued a notice to further strengthen community management during epidemic prevention and control. They talk about, if an outbreak occurs in a rented house without a timely report, the leasing unit or individual of the house will be held accountable according to law. And as I mentioned before, basically that means the death penalty if you deliberately try to infect somebody else with coronavirus by deliberately infected. That includes not being dragged away in these vans, as we saw in the clip before the break. I saw another video where they literally poured concrete to cover up the front door of somebody suspected to be infected with coronavirus. And, you know, you could make the argument that if it's such a serious situation, then those kind of measures are necessary. And the WHO is praising them. But when anyone else tries to impose any measures, this guy, as I mentioned in the article, says that that shouldn't take place because some people might get offended. This is the Director General of the World Health Organization headline. WHO demands countries not impose travel restrictions to avoid fear and stigma. He said, travel restrictions can have the effect of increasing fear and stigma with little public health benefit. Where such measures have been implemented, we urge that they are short in duration, proportionate to the public health risks, and are reconsidered regularly as the situation evolves. So he's saying that imposing any kind of travel restrictions will create stigma, but at least 22 countries have already imposed travel restrictions. Of course, we saw Mongolia closing their border with Russia. We saw Israel shutting down its flights. We saw Russia closing its border with China. We've seen many American airliners now cancelling all their flights in and out of China. So people are, countries, or in some cases airliners, companies, are ignoring the WHO. I just saw that companies, Hyundai, have stopped all production of cars in South Korea with parts from China. So you've got companies doing that too. Zero Hedge comments that this is happening at the same time as China is blocking travel to Macau and enforcing martial law almost nationwide. Since when did the WHO not err on the side of caution? This is stunningly irresponsible advice. But again, as we highlighted last week, they said exactly the same thing. The organization cautioned against any actions that would, quote, promote stigma or discrimination. And of course, on the flip side of that, you've had media outlets in the West saying that anybody who talks about the extravagant dietary habits of Chinese people is also spreading racist conspiracy theories and that they should be censored and that they should be banned, despite peer-reviewed academic studies now confirming that bats were the origin of the coronavirus. They don't know for sure, but there have been two major academic studies that have suggested that. We know for a fact that bats were the source of both SARS in Asia and the Ebola outbreak in Africa. But if you dare talk about that, then you're spreading a racist conspiracy theory. Of course, we had Zero Hedge banned over the weekend for suggesting that that virology research unit situated 10 miles from the source of the outbreak, maybe that had something to do with it. You can't even say that anymore. They got banned for Twitter for that. But now the WHO is once again saying that hurt feelings are more important than stopping a global pandemic, apparently. All right, in the article, what would it take for the cherished sanctity of the mass movement of people to be challenged? A global pandemic, hundreds of thousands of dead people. Is avoiding hurt feelings more important, it seems, to the WHO? It indeed is. Meanwhile, on the subject of social media censorship, I just mentioned it there, because Zero Hedge got banned for, some say, doxing one of the virologists that worked in the Wuhan research facility. Even though his information was publicly available, others say it was for harassment. But the guy who wrote the BuzzFeed article that got them deplatformed, because that's what they do routinely, of course, they say, they go to these social media companies and say, doesn't this violate your policy? Doesn't this violate your policy? Their entire career now seems to be based around abusing their position as a, quote, journalist to get their competition banned and censored. This is a headline out of Cernovich.com. Racism and pedophile jokes are BuzzFeed reporters' history of vile tweets. We mentioned this the other day. This was Ryan Broderick, BuzzFeed writer, who basically got Zero Hedge deplatformed, banned on Twitter. So they did some digging into his previous tweets, in which he said, quote, Mr. President, can you please pass legislation legally defining the difference between us good-natured hebephiles and amoral pedophiles? What is a hebephile? It's somebody who is attracted to minors, teenagers, pubescent teenagers. There are other tweets. There's another tweet where he said, quote, every movie should open with a scene where a child watches Rob Lowe have sex. These tweets from BuzzFeed's Ryan Broderick are now being deleted. He posted other texts on his blog where he's talking about, quote, you could post nothing but minus the bear and child pornography. Some of those blogs have now been deleted, but a lot of this is still on Twitter. He faces no action whatsoever. Meanwhile, a headline here out of Fox News, comfortably smug Twitter account suspended for harassment. Twitter suspended an account popular among young conservatives Monday for violating the site's abuse and harassment policies. And this was comfortably smug. What did they do to violate Twitter's policies? They suspended the account after it tweeted, where's Hunter, fat? In response to another tweet about 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden's grandchildren being in Iowa for the caucuses. Of course, Biden himself said that during a campaign event when he appeared to address an audience member at one of his events by saying, look, fat. But the Twitter account that made reference to this as a joke and used the word fat was suspended by Twitter. I think it's now back online, but again, another example of the absolute double standard. Meanwhile, the Post-Millennial reports, exclusive, pedophiles are using Twitter to share child porn. This is something we've talked about before. There are whole networks of Twitter accounts called MAPS, minor attracted persons, which are basically pedophiles who say, oh, I would never molest a child, but I'm just going to admit to being attracted to them, and that's my sexuality, so you should tolerate it. Thousands of those people are allowed to operate on Twitter. Nothing is done about it. A new investigation by the Post-Millennial reveals that the distribution of child pornography is happening in plain sight. Of course, we had this on YouTube. Of course, last year, that went on for years with pedophiles organizing it into networks and highlighting segments of videos featuring children where they appeared in poses that turned on these monsters. That took years to get rid of. Meanwhile, YouTube was banning people for their speech. Article continues, while many believe the distribution of these illicit materials is relegated to the seedy underbelly of the internet, this belief is far from true. On Twitter, pedophiles seeking to exchange child pornography and other child sex exploitation images are utilizing secret hashtags to signal their presence and interest to each other. And it goes on to explain what some of those are. These accounts are numerous and Twitter does little to crack down on their existence in spite of reports. And I've seen many examples where people try to target these accounts, call them out, highlight them to Twitter, and then the people who try to do that are themselves then suspended or banned by Twitter. So Twitter has a huge pedophile problem. They're doing nothing about it. Meanwhile, they're suspending people for using the word fat. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are live in the final segment. Before I hit some final news stories, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, where we still have available InfoWars Live Select storable food, of course, proving really, really popular in recent weeks because of world events. And in particular, I'm looking at the one-year supply of storable food available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is 3,456 servings of healthy, delicious storable food, drinks and snacks for 365 days for up to 2,000 calories a day. Bear in mind, it has a 25-year shelf life. So if nothing happens, you just eat the food and save a bunch of money anyway and support this network. Of course, it's in massive demand, so we're running out of stocks quick. But you can guarantee your prepping success and build up your stockpile or relocation point with a popular year supply of InfoWars Life Select emergency survival food. It will easily fill up your emergency food supply kits. The 8 large and durable plastic containers will provide one adult with 3,456 servings of a variety of healthy, delicious emergency food rations. Each meal is packaged in convenient, lightweight, and sturdy 4-serving Mylar pouches and is packaged using Patriot Pantry's low-heat dehydrating process. So all you need to do is add water, simmer it for 10 to 15 minutes, and enjoy your delicious and nutritious meal. That is a massive, massive saving on if you're trying to buy this food elsewhere. I know in the past I've tried to buy it in Europe and the prices were absolutely astronomical, like 3 times what we're asking for this storable food. It's got 96% positive reviews, independently certified, which you can go and read from other people who've bought the exact same product. That is InfoWars Life Select storable food available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, where we also have the Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. At 50% discount, we have the Ultimate Fish Oil, we have the Fluoride Free Toothpaste, and the Alexa Pure Breeze, all those products available right now at massive discounts, along with InfoWars Live Select protein bars and many other great products on huge discounts. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support this network today. Now, I was talking about social media censorship again before the break. Here's another article in the context of that. This is from the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, who are not happy about certain people using TikTok. The headline is anti-social media, and it says there's a good chance you haven't spent a lot of time on the social media app TikTok. Well, yeah, mainly because it's for teenagers. However, its popularity is growing. The Chinese-owned video app has been downloaded more than 1.5 billion times globally. In 2019, it was downloaded more times than Facebook or Instagram. And that means they're terrified about anyone who they don't control using it. Even though TikTok is not really geared or designed for delivering news or commentary, they are absolutely terrified at certain people using it. Who are those certain people? Well, it goes on to mention far-right extremists Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. Who's the source of us being far-right extremists? Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, a truly independent arbiter, I'm sure you'll agree. And followers of the hate group Proud Boys, and then it basically just lists a bunch of, like, actual neo-Nazis to lump us all in with the same thing. So even though I barely even use TikTok, I've probably got about 300 followers, now they're trying to get us deplatformed off that. The people who aren't going to be deplatformed, though, are people on Twitter who celebrated Rush Limbaugh getting cancer. So much for the tolerant left. Verified leftists celebrate Rush Limbaugh's cancer on Twitter. Does this violate any of their hate or harassment policies? Doesn't look like it, because all these blue check marks who celebrated him getting cancer, their tweets all seem to still be there. What a surprise. None of them have been deleted. Article reads, numerous verified leftists on Twitter reacted to Rush Limbaugh's announcement that he was suffering from advanced lung cancer by celebrating the news. One of them, Johnny McNulty, wrote, it's not cool to joke about Rush Limbaugh having cancer, you might jinx it. Another individual, a writer and director called Javier Bergen, called Limbaugh an odious white supremacist scum of the earth and said his cancer should be celebrated as good news for Black History Month. Bearing in mind that, as I just mentioned, an account was literally just suspended for using the word fact, but apparently if you celebrate somebody getting advanced lung cancer, that's completely within the terms of service. Another person, Freddie Campion, said, seeing a lot of people celebrating the news about Rush Limbaugh, and I just want to say, good, carry on. He's a GQ writer. New York Times bestselling author Jamie Ford, again, these are all verified check marks on Twitter, reacted to Limbaugh's cancer by equating him with a fascist and commenting history is a harsh mistress. John Taylor tweeted, it's only fitting that this cancer upon the world should be stricken by it. Media Matters Oliver Willis reacted to the tragic news by calling Limbaugh a sexist. And then there were numerous other individuals without blue check marks but who were just as enthusiastic about Rush Limbaugh dying. One of them, Christopher Orloff, said, counterpoint to what seems to be the prevailing opinion on Rush Limbaugh's cancer, F Rush Limbaugh, also F his cancer for being 40 years too late. Again, these are the people who will assert the moral high ground at every available opportunity over you, but then literally clink champagne glasses when somebody gets a terminal illness, because they're the good guys, and they will remain on the platform. Some good news out of Canada. This is out of the Toronto Sun. Trudeau walks away from regulating media. Of course, we told you about this yesterday. They were going to go ahead with the policy of forcing websites, including alternative media and small websites, to get licenses to operate in Canada, which would basically mean, of course, government permission to operate. And that government permission could be removed at a moment's notice. Well, now the article reads, it's one of the fastest reversals of government policy that I've ever seen. On Sunday, the Trudeau Liberals were promising to bring in a licensing regime for news outlets and podcasters, again, government permission to use the internet to have a website. By Monday, they were singing the praises of a free press. It all started last week when a panel headed by Justin Trudeau himself, to examine the future of media in Canada, released their final report. And then they had some interviews with some of the people behind this report. There was a big backlash, and now, at least for the time being, it seems that they have stood down. So that is at least some good news in terms of free speech coming out of Canada, which is not really known as a haven for free speech, is it? Sky News reports Streatham terrorist father, I told him not to be naughty. This is the terrorist who stabbed two people on the streets of London on Sunday. This is the guy who was released halfway through his prison sentence, despite literally telling his girlfriend to behead her parents because they weren't Muslims, despite planning terror attacks, despite having material related to making bombs. They released him halfway through a 3-year, 4-month sentence, just as the previous London terrorist, Usman Khan, was released halfway through his sentence, despite plotting to bomb the London Stock Exchange and murder then London Mayor Boris Johnson. Well, now, the father of the Streatham terrorist, Sudash Aman, has told Sky News he spoke to his son a day before the attack and told him not to be naughty. Now, this sounds like absent parenting to the nth degree. Faraz Khan, who left the UK 3 months ago, said he learned about his son's death from a cousin who messaged him, went on to say, I spoke to Sudash one day before he passed away. I didn't know he had become radicalized. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because we already know the fact that this guy was attempting to radicalize members of his own family by showing them ISIS and Al-Qaeda propaganda. So either the father is lying or he's completely absent and he didn't know about that. He went on to say his son would speak to him about religion and Islam. He was reciting the Quran to me and he was translating that to me. But he wasn't doing anything that would radicalize him, oh no. Remember, this terrorist came out of Belmarsh prison. I explained this yesterday, which is completely run by Islamic terrorists, basically. Anyone who goes in there, who they get their teeth into, is radicalized, and then they just release them again, and then we get events like this. And of course, the prison population at Belmarsh, the Muslim prison population, is 30%. That's doubled over the past 5 years. And then you look at other prisons in London where the Muslim population is 42% or in some cases even higher. Now, the Muslim population of London officially is 12%, so that means that Muslims in prison are overrepresented by a third or indeed a half. It's a massive problem. Nothing is really being done to stop it. They're trying to pass new laws to get it done. We'll see if that takes effect. Meanwhile, RT reports radicalizing troops, 19-year-old rookie soldier named suspect in French police station knife attack after ISIS threat phone call. This was a 19-year-old serviceman who was actually enrolled. He tried to carry out a knife attack in the name of ISIS on a French police station. They got a warning beforehand, but now they've literally got enlisted soldiers who have been radicalized by Islamic terrorist propaganda carrying out inside job attacks. That's how bad the situation is in France. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room coming up next. Breaking news, info.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.